Another edition of the Unfiltered Podcast, part of the Santa Mierda Podcast Network. I'm your host here. Some people call me Ben. I also write an online column about Santa Cruz, California called The Weekly Dump that I publish every Thursday over on www.santamierda.com that a lot of people seem to both love and hate. And if you're not familiar with it, I encourage you to go check it out for yourself. And make up your own mind what you think. So this week, I'm going to really try to make a concerted effort to not talk about the homeless. Because it seems like it's all I ever talk about sometimes, at least lately. And now that we finally backhoed and rid ourselves of that festering drug camp, it's time to take a step back and reflect a bit. Not about homelessness. God knows we reflect and genuflect too much about that already. No, I want to spend a little time today reflecting back on the past 6 months of this new city council. We're basically 6 months into this brand new self-proclaimed progressive majority that was supposed to be a groundswell of compassionate amends. Who cares that Measure M lost with more than 60% of voters in opposition? We'll keep hammering on rent control at the local level with this new city council. Chris Crone, and to a lesser degree Sandy Brown, thought they had the requisite 2 votes they needed to hammer the status quo at City Hall on everything from process to policy. And for the first couple months, they did have a fairly unified group, at least on certain issues. All 4 of them felt pretty strongly about rent control, despite the majority of the voters feeling differently. This made a lot of people very nervous. And when people get very nervous, they get very organized as a group and very protective of their group. We saw this on social media, as groups like Santa Cruz Together grew more powerful and influential. And even smaller groups like the Friends of Depot Park group that sprung up pretty quickly when the city was considering dumping a homeless camp in the middle of Lot 24 near Depot Park. The election of both Glover and Cummings was being heralded as the new paradigm shift towards lots of new progressive city government. And 6 months in, the whole thing has basically fallen apart. That's right. You can stick a fork in that moral majority. They're done. And it all hinged on one person, one guy, one new guy, who seems to be asserting himself at the right moment. I complain about a lack of spine up there seemingly weekly. And Justin Cummings shows everyone, not only does he have a spine, he's nobody's fool. And just like that, the 4-3 majority flips the other way. And I, for one, could not be happier. For the community, and for Justin Cummings, too. It might not always shake out that way, and that's the beauty of all this. There is no real majority here now. There's basically 2 sides, and there's Cummings, who could vote either way for all we know. And that's just it. We just don't know. What I do know is he's shown he can't be bullied around by Crone or Glover. He's voted against their wishes enough times now that they've lost faith in him just following along like Sandy Brown does. Watch the body chemistry. Watch how they interact. It's obvious to me that that relationship between Cummings and Grone and Glover is broken. It's fractured. The thrill and the trust is gone. And it's all about the egos and narcissism of Crone and Glover, and the complete lack of it from Cummings. Cummings is so over the constant shit show theatrics from these three asshats. And Dumb and Dumber are butthurt he doesn't want to be in their little Mickey Mouse club. And anyone who reads the Weekly Dump knows I haven't been much of a Justin Cummings fan. I never really disliked him. I just had my reasons for not supporting him when he ran, mostly related to Cronin Glover. And I blame him for keeping Camp Bernal open longer than it had to be. Oops, I wasn't going to talk about Camp Bernal, but there you go. I called him Dr. Doolittle. And now I'm saying he's impressing me, and all those criticisms are no longer applicable. These are the things I love and hate. Gonna take five and refill my cup. Enjoy a little Scumbrella while I'm gone. Be right back.
These are the things I love. These are the things I hate. I love dogs and cats, but I don't like black. I hate houses with mouses. And trees with bees. Because they sting my knees as I climb up, reaching for my favorite rainbow. I love Barbie, especially when she kisses Ken. I don't like going to bed. I don't like show-off boys or being bored. I love my dad. I love my mom. But I hate my annoying brother. I'm scared of the dark. I hate scary shadows. My favourite colours are pink, yellow, and blue. I love disco dancing, but I hate boys that make noise. And I don't like vomiting. I hate runny ink and cats that scratch. I love kissing boys at parties on my roller skates. I love lunchtime at school, but I don't like homework. I'm scared of the dark, but I love playing in the park. I love Santa Claus and hot English mustard. But I hate chili. I hate flies, but I love butterflies. With teeth. I love the beach. With sand in my feet. I hate headaches. I love yellow roses. I wish I had a pet unicorn. How I can tie him up on the back wall. I don't like cockroaches. I'm scared of heights and dogs that bite. I love holidays and my best friends, Paige and Sophie Brown. These are the things I love and hate.
Okay, I'm back. And I was talking about the death of the new progressive moral majority on the city council. And only 6 months in. That speaks volumes to the personalities here. 6 months in and we really haven't had a single productive city council meeting in the entire time. Many meetings were consumed by public comment about homelessness. Often at the urging and with the ongoing support of both Cronin and Glover. The manipulation of meeting agendas, the marathon lengths of time city staff was forced to endure in order to give Cronin and Glover ample TV FaceTime, wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars of tax dollars for their narcissistic vanity. And just this last week, things came to a head when the mayor had to toss everyone out for being a bunch of assholes twice. And after the second time, people like Bob Noyes and his usual gang from the short bus started throwing up Nazi salutes so everyone could see their true colors. I heard Glover might have even tossed a salute to the crowd himself. Now, why would anyone smart like Cummings want to associate with the clown theatrics from this group? It's obvious he doesn't. He seems to be working more with the mayor, which is a good thing. I might not always agree with her, but she's moderate, and she's not a moron, so she's got that on Team Bro. So I'm willing to give Cummings a clean slate. I do like what I'm seeing here so far. I feel like he's already seen through the bullshit here, especially from people who now attack him for using his brain and not just following their marching orders. And we're wrapping up the final days of public comment for this harm reduction roadshow application, which after literally dumping hundreds of thousands of needles into the community, enabling drug addicts to do nothing to change their habits, and creating a huge public safety hazard, now they want the state's permission to keep doing it. Hell, they don't care about any of the communities they're doing it in. They've shown that they don't care. They admit they've done no outreach, knowing the community will throw a fit and shut it down. Rules and logic and common sense don't apply to this collection of amateur gas bags practicing idiot compassion and calling it harm reduction. Quit dumping needles into the community. That's actual harm reduction. Seems like everyone is jumping on the bandwagon here against this terrible idea. Just about everyone. Zach Friend kind of claims he doesn't support it, but he's a waffler. Caput is always the last to know. And little Johnny Leopold, we know he's been the showrunner for Needles for the last 20 years at least. He's a lost cause. I think all the local police chiefs and the sheriff oppose it. Jim Hart has a letter in Today's Senile opposing it. Santa Cruz City Council has been pretty silent about it, though. I've heard people in the city are afraid to take this to the city council for fear they might actually support it. And yeah, I can see that clown car endorsing something stupid. They have a long history of doing that. The petition I started has almost 3,500 signatures, and another petition that was started opposing it has about 1,500 signatures. So there's at least 5,000 people who have publicly stated their opposition, while supporters have less than 200 signatures on their petition. So any approval of this application goes directly against the will of the majority of the people here. And it will not be tolerated. You can take that to the bank. And the other big story that came out this week was the deputy city attorney who announced his resignation and the timing of the announcement. It's the same guy who publicly called out Drug Lover for the sometimes dubious spelling of his name and the obvious reference to his love for drugs. I mean, he was arrested previously for selling drugs, which he apparently copped a plea deal on. So after calling him out in court, he later apologized to Glover for laughing at his name. But that wasn't quite good enough for the kook army here. And now here he's quitting. I know the kooks would love to believe that they got him fired. I've heard just the opposite. I've heard he was planning to leave and actually gave his notice before the San Jose court incident happened. But that narrative doesn't work so well for the city manager, or the city attorney, or the city council, or the local kook army. I think there's more to this story than we know, and I'll just say I wish him well in whatever he does next. Anything has to beat the dysfunction of working for this city administration. Tina Friend is taking a pay cut to run away to Scotts Valley. People are jumping off the clown car. So time for another quick break. When I come back, I'll talk a little dump. Be right back.
Listening to Unfiltered with Bend Over on the Santa Mira Podcast Network.
Okay, I'm back. So this week, SCPD announced four of their officers will be retiring. I want to thank each of them for their service to the community. Sergeant Michael Harms, Sergeant Bill Azua, Officer Dominic Grazio, and Officer Thomas Abarca. Good luck in whatever the future holds for you. SCPD is already significantly short-staffed, so please support them in their efforts to do a very difficult and often thankless job. And a missing man was found dead this week over by Moran Lake near Pleasure Point. Authorities have revealed very little information about the victim or the cause of death. And next week marks the 3-year anniversary of the Weekly Dump over on Santa Mirita. For the past 156 straight weeks, I've been bringing the vibrantly honest truth about Santa Cruz to the online world. It's been a labor of love. It's gratifying to have so many people read it and appreciate it. So thanks to everyone for their support. That's going to do it for me this week. Thanks for your patience. Got rained out this morning, but got it done. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Be sure to check out the Weekly Dump over on santamirita.com. And you can listen to all the previous Unfiltered podcasts on SoundCloud, Apple Music, Spotify, and Google Play. And I also set up a new podcasts page on the Santa Mirita website with all the archived podcasts. I'll be back next week with more unfiltered news and views from Santa Cruz. And don't forget, we get what we're willing to tolerate. Adios.